Welcome back to D&B College. Today we're building something that sits right at the heart of old-school jungle tension, a Dub Siren Framework swing in Ableton Live 12. This is that rave pressure approach, where the sound feels like a warning signal, a ritual cue, and a dance floor hook all at once. We're not making a clean trance lead, we're making something gritty, mid-range focused, and full of movement, so it can live inside a breakbeat arrangement without fighting the sub. And that matters in D&B, because the energy of the track is never just the drums and bass. It's the atmosphere system too. A siren like this can carry identity through the intro, push the breakdown toward the drop, or sit behind the drums as a pressure layer that keeps the whole thing feeling dangerous. When it works, it should feel like it belongs to the track's world, not like it was pasted on top. So let's build it. Start by loading up Ableton's analog on a new MIDI track. Keep the source simple. A saw or a pulse wave is the right move here. If you want that hollow, classic warning tone, lean toward pulse. If you want a bit more rave bite, lean toward saw. Don't overcomplicate it with lots of oscillators yet. We want a focused tone that already has some personality before the processing even begins. Set the envelope so the sound speaks quickly. Fast attack, short to medium decay, and a moderate sustain is the sweet spot. Release should stay short unless you specifically want the tail to blur into the next hit. The reason this works in D&B is simple. These pressure sounds need to read fast. If the source is too smooth or too lush, it stops acting like a siren and starts acting like a pad. And then you lose that rhythmic authority. What to listen for here is whether the raw tone already cuts through in a useful way. Even before any effects, it should feel like it could live over a break loop. If it sounds too polite, you're probably too close to sine wave territory or your envelope is too soft. Now program the phrase. Keep it short. One or two bars is enough. Think call and response, not melody development. A classic move is a single note with pitch motion rising and falling around it. Another option is 2 to 4 short notes with an even spacing, so it feels more like a chant or a signal than a tune. If you want a colder, more primitive vibe, go with one pitch and shape the motion using automation or pitch bend. If you want something a little more musical and hook-like, use a small note pattern with very controlled spacing. Both work. The key is restraint. Now let's get the swing feel happening. Don't quantize it into dead perfection. Nudge the second hit a little late, or let the phrase lean back against the drum loop. Tiny timing offsets can make a huge difference here. Even 10 to 25 milliseconds can beat enough. You want the siren to pull on the groove, not sit stiffly on top of it. What to listen for is whether the phrase feels like it's surfing the break. If it sounds lazy, you've pushed the timing too far. If it sounds robotic, you're too locked to the grid. The sweet spot is that slightly unstable pocket where it feels intentional, but still alive. Next, put auto filter after analog. Start with a low pass filter and automate the cutoff so the siren opens and closes with pressure. A good working range is somewhere around 300 Hz up to 4K Hz. Depending on how exposed you want it to feel. Keep resonance moderate. Too much and it starts squealing. Too little and it loses that alarm-like edge. A really defective dub move here is to let the filter open a little at the attack, then close as the note decays. That gives the phrase shape. It feels like a signal breathing in and out. You can exaggerate that motion in transition bars or just before the drop, but don't make it constant. Constant motion can get tiring fast. The point is pressure pulses, not endless wobble. Why this works in D&B is because the drums are already carrying the rhythmic detail. You don't need the atmosphere to fight for attention. You want it to support the pocket and add tension without cluttering the arrangement. Now add saturator after the filter. This is where the sound gets physical. We're turning it from a clean synth into something with grime and attitude. Keep soft clip on, and start with only a few dB of drive. You want harmonics, not hash. If it gets brittle, back off the drive or reduce how far the filter opens. If it feels too flat, push the drive slightly and let more upper harmonics through. If you want a rougher edge, drum bus can work really well before or after saturator. Just use it carefully. A touch of drive, a bit of density, and then check the top end. The goal is a battered system sound, not a shredded fizz cloud. What to listen for here is whether the siren still has shape after the saturation. If it turns into a harsh saw blade, you've gone too far. If it still feels strong but now has some grit and body, you're on the right track. Now clean up the spectrum with EQ8. This part is important. Treat the siren like a mid-range atmosphere layer, not a bass sound. High pass it somewhere in the 120 to 250 Hz range, depending on how thick the source is and how much bass is already in the tune. Then listen for the ugly zones. Boxiness can build around 300 to 500 Hz. Harshness often appears around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. and if the saturation pushed things too far, the 6 to 10 kHz range can get fizzy. Keep the core energy in the mid-range throat. That's where this sound earns its place. You usually want it mostly mono too, or at least close to mono. In a DNB mix, a wide siren can weaken the center and start to blur the relationship between kick, snare, and sub. Now place it against the drums. This is the real test. Bring in your break, your kick and snare, and your sub or bass stab. Don't judge the siren in solo for too long. Solo can be a trap. The whole point is how it behaves in context. What to listen for here is very specific. First, does the siren leave the snare transient intact? Second, does the bass still feel full when the siren opens up? If the answer to either is no, fix the arrangement before you keep polishing the sound. Often the right move is simply to shorten the decay, move the brightest moment away from the snare, or reduce the filter opening on the busiest bar. That's a classic DNB lesson right there. Sometimes the best fix is not more processing, it's better placement. Now let's add space with echo if you want that dub bloom. Keep the feedback modest, somewhere around 10 to 25%. Darken the repeats so they don't clutter the top end, and keep the wet level under control, so the dry signal stays in front. At this point you can choose your direction. If you want a pressure forward version, keep the delay subtle, mostly mono, and use the filter automation to do the main work. That gives you something tougher, more direct, and better for intro weight or pre-drop tension. If you want a haunted space version, push the echo a bit further, let the tail get darker, and use the repeats to fill the gaps between phrases. That version feels more cavernous and ghostly, and this is a really useful workflow move. Once the delay behavior feels right, print it to audio. Don't be afraid to commit. A bounced siren is easier to edit, trim, reverse, and reshape than a live device chain that never quite settles. Now listen again with the full loop, drums, bass, and siren together. This is where the part earns its place. The siren should feel like it adds character and propulsion without masking the snare or making the sub feel smaller. If it's too busy, simplify it. If it's too loud, don't just turn it down first. Try moving the strongest moment away from the snare or trimming the tail so it breathes better. And here is a good reminder, in jungle and old school DNB, atmosphere is often about what it leaves open for the drums. The best pressure sounds create negative space. They make the groove feel more dangerous because they help the drums reclaim the room. Now turn it into arrangement material. Don't leave it as a loop, give it a small arc. Parse phrase first, then a slightly stronger answer. Then a bigger sweep or a higher note. Then, right before the drop, pull it back or cut it off so the impact lands harder. That subtraction is powerful. A missing tail can hit harder than an extra layer. For a second drop variation, change the note placement, the delay density, the filter ceiling, or the final bar tail. Don't just copy the first version louder. Keep the identity, but give the listener progression. That's how the tune stays alive. If you want to go a step further, resample a few versions with different filter positions. A dry, direct pass and a darker, echo-heavy pass can be cut between in the arrangement for contrast. That's a very efficient way to build tension without needing a whole new sound. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't make the siren too melodic. If it starts behaving like a lead line, it loses its pressure cue function. Don't leave too much low end in it. High pass it properly so the sub can breathe. Don't overuse delay feedback, because the repeats will blur the groove and step on the snare. And don't over widen the core layer. Keep the center stable. Also, don't trust the sound in solo. Always check it with drums and bass. Every major change should be tested in context. That's how you make something that actually works in a track, not just something that sounds impressive in the browser. If you want the darker, heavier angle, remember this. The siren should help the drums feel more dangerous, not just take up space. Use saturation for attitude, not loudness. Keep the important energy in the mid-range. Check mono after any width move. And if the sound gets harsh, shape it earlier in the chain instead of trying to fix it later with EQ. So here's the recap. We started with a simple analog source, shaped it into a short, focused phrase, added controlled swing by nudging the timing, used auto filter to create the pressure motion, brought in saturation for grit, cleaned the spectrum with EQ, and used echo carefully to create dub space. Then we checked it against the break and the bass, because that's where the sound actually matters. The goal was never a big synth effect. The goal was a controlled atmosphere, hook, that swings with the groove and feels like an authentic part of an old-school jungle or rave pressure tune. Now take the 4-bar practice challenge and build one version that's dry and direct, and one version that's darker and more spacious. Keep it stuck device only. Use no more than 2 notes. Make sure the drums stay clear. If you mute the siren, the section should lose identity, not just volume. Go make it feel like a proper signal from the system. Tight, rough, dangerous, and fully in the pocket.